Saturday at Randwick, we know that Winx is going to be there in the Chipping Norton. Lots of other great racing, and out this morning for track work for Sky Racing has been Lizzie Jelfs. Lizzie, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. You've spotted a few out there, chatted with leading trainers, and I guess a lot of attention on Global Glamour again. Just how, well, you were there. How good was she to win the other day?
Yeah, she was fantastic the other day. She's as I spoke to Gay this morning, and I said to her, she just looks like she's got a fantastic constitution. She seems to, whatever you throw at her, she can seem to take and go on with it. And she comes bouncing into the yard and goes out and run those slick sectionals and still held on. She did a fantastic job.
Yeah, she did. What was the mail from Gay this morning on, you know, like it was a tough run. She would have felt it just towards the end of that race. What did Gay say this morning?
Yeah, she was happy with how she pulled up out of that run, and she worked her on the course proper this morning over 6 furlongs and let her run up the last couple. And she was very pleased with her. Gay is usually generally quite pleased with how her horses were working, but you could see she had a certain sort of bounce in her step, a spring in her step, just so to speak, in saying that she really was happy with her and she was handling everything nicely and she was so bonny and just thriving with the work that they've been giving her.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's Global Glamour in the Surround Stakes. One that we saw yesterday in a trial, and you've got the latest. You spoke with John Thompson on First Seal coming back in the Guy Walter.
Yeah, that's correct. He confirmed with Sky Racing that he would be running her on Saturday in the Guy Walter, and that she had come through the trial quite nicely, and he wasn't going to do a great deal with her leading into the race. He'd probably do a little bit of three-quarter with her on Thursday, but all reports are she's come back well and he's really happy with her.
Yeah, just needs to come back. She's always tackled the high-profile races. You'd just love her to win one. What's the thought on Zanbar from John as well?
He seems very upbeat about Zanbar. He thought that she was probably more forward, I would say, than First Seal. I mean, there's a little bit of a difference class-wise, I would say, but yeah. He was very upbeat about Zanbar. He thought that she's another one that's in great order. She'd been working really nicely this morning. He was very happy with her, but I guess with First Seal, she probably takes a run, maybe. She's quite a big, strong mare. She takes a run to hit her straps fitness-wise, so it'll be important to see how she parades up against the mares on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, in the mounting yard for sure. It's interesting, in that Guy Walter, I told Georgie, who ran on Saturday for Danny Williams, he wants to talk to the owners, but a good chance that I told Georgie will back up, and as I told our listeners earlier from Danny, Pumpkin Pie is going to back up in the Surround Stakes on Saturday after winning that country championship qualifier, and Jay Ford's going to take the ride there. News out of the Snowden stable this morning out there?
Yeah, they had a number of horses working, and they also had a couple of horses working the Melbourne direction. They had Pariah and Attention both working that way. So they're obviously heading down to Melbourne this weekend coming. And also they had Dracarys, which he was a nice winner at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. And yeah, he's a Harran bloodstock horse, and he looks like a lovely horse going forward. But I think he was the horse that they quite liked out of this morning.
I understand. Okay. And we're going to talk to Michael Friedman shortly. Oh, you caught up with James Cummings, didn't you, about Exceeds?
Yes, Exceeds. Yes, he's very happy with how Exceeds is going through her preparation. And she's, from I've seen her, most of her race starts, and she looks like when I first saw her, she was quite a strong little chunky thing. And then she's lengthened up and she's become more athletic and very professional as well. She takes everything within her stride, and he's really happy with how she's going. He said he feels she's probably going to have to step up to be competitive against a horse like Teaspoon, but she's definitely making the right steps and she's taking training within her stride.
Well, that's good news, because her run the other day, I mean, she finished off really good behind Veronello.
Yeah, well, she was up against the boys. She's now back to the fillies. So you would think that maybe she might have a little bit of an easier time, but I suppose we haven't really had a good guide. We have a good guide once she races against the fillies to where the boys are against each other.
Oh, there was another one of John Thompson's too, the two-year-old Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah, yeah, had him nominated for last Saturday, but they've waited for this week, the Skyline.
Yeah, he's very excited about Cuba, and he was heavily backed on debut, and he actually looked all but the winner, but he probably conditioned, just gave out that last 50 metres, and he commented that he's definitely made good natural improvement. He's really tightened up, and he couldn't speak glowingly enough. For John, John doesn't, you know, he's not very outwardly open. about them, but he certainly was excited of what was the prospect for him, and if he was to go and run well or win, he's on a slipper campaign.
Comes out of that same race, as I say, with Exceeds and Veronello there for the Lonro. Going back to a couple of weeks ago, Cuba. Right, we're looking forward to seeing that horse again. Will's Bid, who was entered for that race, the Skyline, has made the Blue Diamond 16, so I would suggest that it'll be running down there. Damien Lane's been booked, so we can take Will's Bid out of that race. The other one, just while I've got you, I spoke with, you know what I did this morning, Lizzie? I woke up Gary Portelli because the Perth sale is on over there.
Oh, wow.
And I forgot that trainers are over there, and I woke him up and he was okay. I wouldn't say he was jumping for joy that I'd woken him, but Single Bullet worked really well this morning with Tester Shadow. They'll accept for the Skyline. They'll look at the draw, the jockey that they can get, and then make a decision on whether Single Bullet lines up. The option is either the Black Opal or the Todman after that, but there is a chance that Single Bullet's going to run in that race, or at least certainly will be accepted for. So with Minari and Colesberg coming back, that Skyline's going to give us a good push or a good line towards the slipper.
A very good push. And he's got some really nice two-year-olds, hasn't he? Even a really good crop. I saw one yesterday that trialled one of his big grey filly. The name escapes me, and it looks like a really nice horse as well. So, yeah, he looks like he's got a very good team. He deserves it. He's been in the game for a long time, and he deserves all the luck.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll see those interviews, and we'll play them as well here on Sky Sports Radio, hopefully from around lunchtime or certainly over the next few days. But we're looking forward to the weekend, Lizzie, and you keep all that form under your hat, and you look forward to seeing a lot of these horses in the yard going into Saturday.
I do, yes, I very much so. And it's good to get a bit of a guide on them on a Tuesday as well. I mean, it's a bit hard knowing where they're actually going to go, but at least we know we've got first feel heading towards that race on Saturday. So if there's some punters that want to launch into us, he's pretty confident.
Okay, good on you. Thanks a lot, Lizzie.
Thanks very much.
Lizzie Chelfs out there with the very latest on track work this morning.